Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael ben Naftali Zichrono Livracha.
Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Amid Aleph. Remeyo Oma, Yesh Loi Lebaldin Lashivcha, Veloi Melucha, Melekechem Oyev Aniyem Hu, Mifnei Ma'inim Afarnasam, Zatayinev Hashem loves Aniyem. As why doesn't Hashem give them money? Why did Hashem let them become Aniyem? Amaloy, as Ermeya said, Kadesh Yenitzel Anu Behem Midinoi Shel Gehenim. Al Derzer, Rabbi Kiva also said, the reason why Kadesh Baruch Hu made them Aniyim is Kadesh Yenitzel Anu Midinoi Shel Gehenim. So in this Gemara, you see a Chiddush Pashas when you give an Ani Staka, you feel you're doing a Chesed to the Ani. Over here, we see the opposite. The Ani is doing you a Chesed. The Hainu, the Ani is an Ani Kadesh that you should be Zeicha to be Nitzel Megehenim. Your saving from Gehenim is a much bigger Indian than the Ani getting a pruta of staka. L'chayri is doing us a much bigger favor. As mevur in the Gemara, that Nesina staka is matzel mi Gehenim. Rameya, Rebbe Kiva, and the Hemshech of the Gemara, the Seif of the Amid, the Gemara dashens it from a pasuk too. Staka tzatzel mi mavis, it says two times. What's the second time? To teach you it's matzel from the mavis of Gehenim. It's matzel mi Gehenim. Being matzel from Gehenim is a grace inyan. Ki yodua, the Ramban says that the Yisurei Iyov, he lost his children. Whole goof was mitzar. He lost his money. The pains, the aches, is nothing compared to the tzar of Gehenim. Gehenim is called Emek HaBocha, a mokum where everyone's boichim from pain. As being matzel from Gehenim, this is such a tremendous inyan. It's one of the schoolers, the koiches of staka, that it's matzel mi Gehenim. Rakshitzorch bir, who are we talking about? If we're talking about someone who does aveiros, then why should staka be matzelim? He deserves a einish for his aveiros. What you give staka, you're allowed to do all the aveiros in the world. All of us, we're talking about someone who's a tzaddik. So what does he need staka to be matzelim from Gehenim? As a Bechonin wants to be Mazbe the Gemara with the Rabbeinu Yoina in the Tchil of Shar Dalid, it's also in Shar Aleph in Rabbeinu Yoina, that there are some Averis that even if you do tshuva, it's not enough to get a kapara because the Averis are so chomer. But is it from the Gemara? As therefore a person has to get Yisurin also kedei to get a kapara. On that says that Bechesed Vemes Yichaper Oven, Ayidei Tztoki Yomatzel from the Yisurin. So if here we're talking about someone who did an Avera but did tshuva. As given that he did tshuva, the Avera is gone, but still he needs Yisurim, he did an Avera. And that stuck his mile, that even though he did an Avera and tshuva, filu achi, he deserves Yisurim. All that stuck it helps that he shouldn't get those Yisurim. Actually, he is ksazdiyak, and they dig the gomor, but a ksazdiyak, the pshat of Rabbi Chanan is gishmak of estimus of Gemara is ksas mashma, not that way. The Gemara just says staka is tatzel migehenim. It doesn't say if you did tshuva. Yeah. The Gemara is avada from kol averus. Avada, it's not mistaber. A person could do kol averus and staka should be matzel. It's not mistaber. You have to know what the geder hadvarim could be if you go not like Rabbi Chanan. The Gemara says that Turnus Ruf is tiny to Rabbi Kiva, that how could you give staka? Hari Hashem made him a ani, and you're giving him food. Hashem doesn't want him to have food. And Rabbi Kiva answered that we're banim, and if a melech, if a ben makes a chet, and the melech is geyser on him to put him in the base asurim, and someone feeds him, the melech deep down inside would still be happy. As Turnus Ruf is answered him back, that, but now you're not Ov to Hashem, you're not Banim Lamakum. Hashem sent you in Golus. As you see, you're Ivri Averis. As you're not Banim Lamakum. As Rabbi Kiva answered him, there's a Raya from the Pasuk, Afilu Hachi, Hashem wants us to give Staka. As it's not clear in the Gemara, what did Rabbi Kiva do with the Taina of Turnus Rufus? Masha explains, with his Amandiyam and Kedushin, Amachloikis Tanoim and Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vav, if Dafka kisha oisin ritzayne shal makam nikrayim banim. Oya filu kisha ein oisin ritzayne shal makam nikrayim banim. As a bekiva holds like the shita that even kisha ein oisin ritzayne shal makam nikrayim banim. We still, Hashem loves us even when we do chatayim. We're still the darga of banim. Mishum zeh, Rabbi Akiva didn't hold of Tanis Rufus HaRosh's Taina. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings Maisa Berapapa. He was Salik Bedarga, Ishtamit Kare, Boile Maple. The story was, he was going up the steps and the step broke and he almost fell down and killed himself. So he said, he's Machayiv ki Machala Shabbosis for Ivde Avoyde Zara. Rashi explains that Machala Shabbos and Ivde Avoyde Zara, the Einish is Skila. Bizman Ezeb, we don't have Bezdin to give Skila. As the Gemara in Ksubis Daflamit says, that even though we don't have bezdin to give skila, as Hashem will make bidei shamayim, that the person should be nenesh b'skila. Somebody who's chayiv b'skila, as he'll fall from a building, which is daim b'skila, that they threw him from a high place. As a bezei, repapa, that almost tripped and fell from a high place, as he chapt, that it must be his chayiv skila, as therefore he almost tripped and fell. In fact, repapa, kasha, how could it be that I'm chayiv skila? He never was mechal Shabbos. He never was over Avodah Zarah. Had kan the Gemara. As in this Gemara, you see kama nekudas. Number one, when something happens to a person can't just take it for granted. He's supposed to think, what did I do that this happened to me? Let me boy, if it really happened to a person, a bad thing, but even if it almost happened to a person, a bad thing, a person should make a cheshbon nefesh. And see, what did he do that he should, that this is happening to him? Tzadik says very nicely, in this Gemara, you see a chiddush, that when it almost happens that a person get killed, he almost got hit by a car, he almost was in an accident. As you see in the Gemara, the word is, be'etzem he was mechuyev, like Rapapa said, be'etzem he's mechuyev skila. No, Hashem had rachmanis. Why we make the bracha when a person is saved? Because ba'atzim he was mechayiv. Hashem had rachmanis on him. Oh, but ba'atzim he has a chiv. Chiv to get an oynish. This is one nekuda you see in the Gemara. Another nekuda you see in the Gemara is a rizig chiddush. People think staka is alafnim mishuris adin, ashena mitzvah. Over here in the Gemara, you see that the Gemara says that what did Rav Chiya bar Difti, bar Rav Midifti answer the Papa, Shema ani bali yotra veloi panisasai, and therefore you mechuyev beskila. It's mefur in the Gemara, for ani one time comes to your hand and you're not mefarnesim, you mechuyev beskila. Mashal says, it means the story on Daf Tes, that he thought, the Papa thought, an ani who collects staka from others, he doesn't have to give. And the Gemara says, Fot, you have to give a little bit. Because that was the sipa that we had, that the Papa didn't give staka. And from that alone, he's mechayiv skila. Somebody who doesn't give staka is kiilu, he's a chayiv skila. And you see, not giving staka is a chomer dekeinian. Nimrois, you could be doicha, efshit's only by tzaddikim, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is medaktiki moim kechura saira. V'lechoyre, the Gemara is mashma, not that way. The Gemara learns how to call a mailim ain of minat staka, kiilu oivir avayda zara. The Lashon call a mailim ain of minat staka, kol means every person. Mashma, we're learning out to every person. Like we're just learning out, it's kiilu oivir gechavim, not the skilo, but doichik, the pashas of the Gemara is mashma. That sometimes a person could be nenesh b'choymer. Doesn't mean every time that's the einish. But l'pamim, it could happen. You see in the Gemara, not giving stock is a chomer d'keinyan. B'dayme l'zeh, we had in the Gemara before, koifin al atztaka. If stock was a midas chasidus, you're not koifin al midas chasidus. I mean, the stock is a chiv. Not just a sheina inyan, a hidem mitzvah. The pamim, when you mechuyev bit staka, you have to do staka. You're nenesh if you don't do staka. This is the Gemara. V'tzarech bir, the Tiris Chaim, is shayl on the Gemara. Why is it daima l'avodah zarah? Avodah zarah is the cherachomo. You don't have a muna by Kaddish Baruch Hu. Person doesn't give staka. He doesn't have a muna that Hashem is Elokim. He believes in avodah zarah. What's the shushto? Manyan zu, etzel zu. He's not a bar over avodah zarah just because he didn't give staka. Azog de Teres Chaim, the Gemara means because someone who doesn't give staka, it shows a lack of emuna, like we had in the Mashal before. The Mashal Sushta brings that pshat in the Gemara, the Mashal in Tesamer Aleph, as being that it's a lack of emuna, it's ki'ilu oivir avlidus kechovim. Vadayin yesh loden, namreis it's a chsarn in emuna, but not every chsarn in emuna is ki'ilu oivir avlidazara. He's missing an emuna b'Hashem, but he's not an oivir avlidazara. Behelem divrei the Torah's chayim, ula, you could say a different pshat, that he's mamish an oivir avlidazara. What would be the pshat? Be able to explain the Gemara, that why doesn't a person give staka? Because he feels he needs his money helps him for what he needs. He's boitech in his money helps him out. If he's going to give his money away, he'll be missing what he needs. As in essence, what he's doing is even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you have to give staka, afilu achi, you're not giving because you need your money. You're boitech in your money more than you're boitech in Hashem. As kum techois, when you put your bitochen in your money and not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as then your money is your avodah zarah. A yid is supposed to put his bitach in Hashem. Hashem said, give staka. Hashem said, Hashem will help you. Don't worry, you'll have what you need. A person who doesn't put his bitach in Hashem and puts his bitach in his money, as then his kesef is avodah zarah for him. Because his bitach is in his kesef and not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a goin in one place that writes, Egel Hazov, what's that gosh of Egel Hazov? As the Egel Kipshutai was an Avodah Zarah also. Abazog the Goin, it's a remez on Ardoiris when the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that they killed the Yetzahara the Avodah Zarah. But there's still one Avodah Zarah left, the Avodah Zarah of guilt, of money. As thus is the remez of Egel Hazov, that there's an Egel the Avodah Zarah, and Amal, the Zov itself is an Avodah Zarah. That's Unzi Gemara, when a person's guilt prevents him from giving staka, as then it's becoming an Avodah Zarah to him. He's biteach too much in his money. We're talking about in a case where he really could give it, he's mechuyev to give it. Afilu hochi, he doesn't give it, as then it's kilu, he's over Avodah Zarah. As Lefiz had said, Gishmak, the Knech of the Gemara, it's Ki'ilu Oivir Avodah Zarah. This is the Gemara. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Cold stock of a chesed, she saw oisim boilam hazeh, shalom godol, upakritin loilin, ben yisol avinem, shabashamayim. The Hainu, every mitzvah you do, the mission of it says it's a sanegar in Shamayim. There's a malach that's helping you in Shamayim. But over here, the chiddush is shalom gadol upraklitun gdolim. It's not stam. It's more koyach than a regular sanegar to help you and to be a praklit for you and to protect you. The gewaldige koyach of staka. Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Oma, Gdeilet Stoka, Shemikareves Es Hagula. Shenema Koyama Hashem, Shamru Mishpat, was it Stoka, Kikroiva Yeshuasi Lovoi, Visid Kosi, Ligolis. As the Mashoz Medayik, the Pasik, when the Pasik wants to say the Gula, it says it Beloshin Sid Kosi. Azog the Mashoz, Beetzim, the Gula is a Gvaldigat Stoka of Hashem to us. As if we want Hashem to give us Stoka, as when we give staka, we're ma'ir Hashem to give us staka, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing with us, mida kenegin mida. K'may chazal darshan Hashem silcha, yad yiminecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kitzel, what you marit Hashem, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is marit to us. As when we do staka and we are merachim on other yidden, as then Hashem is merachim on us and does staka to us and brings the gula. As thus is the pshan in g'dolet staka, shemekareves es Hagula. The Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph says a gewaldige chiddush on this Gemara. The Rambam says, Sarich Adam Lizar b'mitzvah staka yoisil mikol mitzvah esei. Why? Because staka is mevi gula, and staka is a simin on Zer Avram. It's a simin on being a yid. It's a mele gdeilus sarich lizar b'staka yoisil mikol ha-mitzvahs. This Rambam is a chiddush. In the Gemara before, on Daf Tes, we had Shkulat Staka, Kikol HaMitzvahs. It's Shavu LeKol HaMitzvahs. The Rambam goes a step weiter and he says, Sarech lizog et staka yoysa mikol ha-mitzvahs. If you would ask someone, what mitzvah do you have to be makbid on more than any other mitzvah? As many people would answer you, Talmud Torah. Some people would answer you, Yiras Hashem. Some people may answer, Kibbut Aveim. Everyone would come up with a different answer. But very rare would be the person of staka. Kach kosev ba Rambam. Being that staka is poil kol kach harbe, it's makareves es agula, which is what we're all waiting for. Void, it's the simen of the midas of Klal Yisrael, it's the mahus of a yid. As lefikach sarich adam misvara, as mavur and Rambam does as a svara, lizor bit staka yoyser mikol hamitzvahs. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, brings the Darish Rav Dustai, Bo v'rosh, Eloike midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas basa v'dam. Midas basa v'dam, of the mevi darin gadol ha-melech, sofi mekablu, sofi gein mekablu, sofi groye p'nei ha-melech, sofi eino roye p'nei ha-melech, v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino kein, adam neisen, pruta ad gosha filo, pruta la'ani, zeichu mekablu p'nei shechina. It's mevur in the Gemara, kam in yonim. It's mevur in the Gemara, when a person gives staka, he's giving doyrin l'Hashem. L'chayra, I'm giving to an ani, I'm not giving to Hashem. But in this Gemara is mevur, that when a person gives staka, it's kilu, he's giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fiza is much better. We'll see in the Hemshech, in the Gemara in Yoram Ebeis, the Gemara compares staka to when you give to the Beis HaMikdash. In the Gemara in Tesam and Aleph, the Gemara compared it. Fiza, because it's called giving to Hashem. It's a doyrin laKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Nekuda Rishayna you see in the Gemara. Nekuda Shniya you see in the Gemara. Shebevadai mekabla mimenu. Devadai mekabal staka. This is a chiddush. We know the Gemara in Saita, Daf Chavveiz, Averiz Machave Mitzvahs. Not every mitzvah is miskabal lefnei Hashem leratzen. When a person is a big balaveris, his mitzvahs are not miskabal. The Rambam, Nechash Tshuva, when he explains Goydel Inyan Shal Tshuva, he says, Lefneza is mitzvahs, we're not miskabel lefnei Hashem, he boys it from Pasuk in Tilim, and now his mitzvahs are miskabel lefnei Hashem. This is musig of mitzvahs that aren't miskabel lefnei Hashem, because he does averus, like the Rambam says. Above here it says, Vaday mekabel noise, the Vaday mekabel the mitzvah. The Bemis, the Birki Yosef, brings down from the Sefer Shari Kedusha, Reb Chaim Vital, that Reb Chaim Vital said a gewaldige chiddush, that even though aver is mechave mitzvah, of a mitzvah staka is different, aver is loy mechave. Ma'od you talking, the mocker of the Shari Ketusha is this Gemara. It says, v'vaday mekabla ma'isai. And then another nekud it says in the Gemara is shebeschus staka, zeicha v'roye pnei hamelech. He's mekabel pnei shechina. This is the hanah lo'ilam haba. The nenem iziv hashchina. Aben Rashi in the sugya is meduyik that it's not only in Olam Haba, in Olam Haza also, because Rashi explains that's what you nice and staka. The Gemara says al pize. Therefore, there were tzaddikim that were noyig. Rabbi Loza yeh pruta laani v'hada matzli. Because it says, Ani b'tzedek echze panecha. As Rashi explains, what does it mean? Echze panecha b'tfilo. Ki'ilu mashmin Rashi, that even ba'olam hazeh, when you're davening, the tfilo is an undering davening. Yizeicha to an echze panecha b'toich the tfilo. Yizeicha to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be more with HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'toich the tfilo. When you give staka before the tfilo, as lefiza the echze panecha, is an oilam hazeh. As the Rambam does bring it down. However, the Rambam says, no good tzaddikim liten staka. And it's not a chiv to give staka before tefillah. But it's a minig. Does bring the Rambam. He also brings it down in Hilchus Matnas Aniyim, not in Hilchus Tefillah, because you see over here, goydel inyan at staka, like the Gemara brings it down. It's goydel inyan at staka. You see in the Gemara, the koyach of staka, it opens up our eyes, open up the hearts of a person, that he should be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dover Godo. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Amar Reb Yechran, May desiv malva Hashem choynen dal, humali mikrakosav yevshol le'oymar, kaviyochol eved loive, leish malva. When a person gives staka to an ani, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a loiva, kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechuyiv to pay the person back. It's very gishmak with the Gemara we had before. It's kilo you're giving the staka to Hashem, as Hashem is mechuyiv to pay him back. But stated in the Gemara that when a person gives staka, as Hashem is going to pay him back, it's halvata HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mavur in this Gemara, a big chiddush. I mean, many people, the reason why they don't give staka is because they're worried they're going to lose from the staka. They're losing the money. They need the money. How could they give staka? Over here in our Gemara is Mavur, a gavaldige chiddush. That when a person gives staka, he's not losing. Hashem is going to pay him back. Okay, could be he won't get it in a second. Could be he'll get it a little later. But he'll zicha get the money back. He never loses from giving staka. There's another raya from this, from the Gemara in the beginning of the Amid. The Gemara brings down Darsh Yud of Reb Shalom, Kishem Shemizay Noisav Shaladim Ksuvan Loimi Rosh Hashana, Kach Yisrei Noisav Shaladim Ksuvan Loimi Rosh Hashana, Zocha Loi Paris Larav Lachmecha. I know, there's just like, it's Nikvan a person, how much money he's going to make that year. It's Nikvan a person, how much money he's going to lose that year. Zocha, if he's Zocha, Loi Paris Larav Lachmecha. That money that he's supposed to lose will go to Aniyim. Loi Zocha, Aniyim Merudim Tavi Bayis. He loses money to the government for taxes. He'll get a ticket. Other reasons why the government will take it away. Well, not only the government, there'll be other reasons to take it away. Doctor bills, other reasons. As Mavur in the Gemara, the BMS, how much money a person's going to lose is Hukvan Rosh Hashanah. If he's Zaycha, the loss will go to Staka. If it won't go to Staka, the money's going to be taken away anyway. It'll go somewhere else. You might as well have it go to Staka and get a schus. As Muchach in the Gemara, a person doesn't lose from giving staka. Because anyway, he would have lost the money anyway. It wouldn't have been his. As thus is a raya shnia that a person doesn't lose from staka. A third raya that a person doesn't lose from staka is from a medrash rabbah b'tchilas parshas tetzava. In parsha lamed vav ois gimel, it darshens the posik in mishle perik vav, kiner mitzvah. That a mitzvah is nimshel to a ner. Why is a mitzvah nimshel to a ner? Just like by a ner, in madlik mimenu. If you madlik mimenu, even 100 other fires, it's loy nechsar ha'esh. The esh doesn't lose its koyach, it stays the same esh. Hu abdin b'mitzvah, masha mishalim l'mitzvah, loy nechsar mimenu. He'll get the money back. Maisa, the medrash is going by all mitzvahs. Well, who are din mitzvah staka? You have a raya, you don't lose. These are all the makairis, what it says in the Rambam, in Perik Yud, in Matnes Aniyim Halacha Beis, that when a person gives staka, he's muftach, shaloi yeni, he's not going to become an ani because he gave staka. V'loi megiya hezik mit staka. And he won't have a hezik from staka. As Mavur and the Gemara and like the Rambam upteaches it, that you never lose from giving staka. But there's another adgasha. Not only don't you lose, you get your money back, you get much, much more back. Like the Gemara and Dafir Aleph will see, by Munvaz HaMelech, he puts away oitzis lamayla. He puts away oitzis for himself to get it back. Also in the Gemara, on Yuramid, the Gemara says that on Daf Tesamit Beis, the Gemara says someone who gives staka, as he's zeicher that Hashem should give him more money to be able to do more mitzvah staka. He's zeicher his banim should be ashirim. It's a school of ashirus. Even his banim should be ashirim. As you see in the Gemara, not only do you get the money back, you get more and more money to be able to do more mitzvah staka. As Rayim from the Gemara, that when a person gives staka, not only he's not mafsid, but he's marviach also. As the Ruach Chaim in Ovis, Perik Aleph, Mishneh Hei, says a mashal, says the nusach, a person never loses, he only groans. He says, mashal amad David daima, when a person is a reya there in the field. As you could look at it two ways. You could look, he's losing that zera. It's going to be masriach in the karka, but what really is going on? What's going on is it grows into a tree and he gets peiros. So here he put a little piece of zera, and now he's getting an elon and peiros. As he's not losing by being masriach zera. he's planting and he's reaping much, much more. Azu Adin, every person that gives staka, what he's doing is he's being mazriya zera. Bez Hashem, he'll reap plenty in this world and even more in the next world. Eschar for what he's doing. Thus is the Gemara until the Banim of Daf Yuramir Aleph. Let's turn over the Gemara to Yuramid Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Bavua, Amar Moshe, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Bameh Torim Keren Yisrael, Amar Loi B'Chisisa. As Kodem Kol is the Hara on the Gemara. The Pasuk of Kisisa is talking about Machses HaShekel. It's not talking about when you're giving Staka L'Aniyim. As if Tzadik is on the Gemara, how could the Gemara bring a Raya from a Pasuk which is talking about giving Machses HaShekel, which is used for Kabbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, I'm all used for the Binyan HaBayis, but how could you bring a Raya from there to Staka L'Aniyim? It's a different Inyan. But B'MS, we saw in the Gemara before, Adava Adayme, the Gemara darshins before, the shear of Shlishis HaShekel and Shkulit Staka Keneged Kol HaMitzis, from a Pasuk which is talking about when you're given to the Binyan HaBayis. As you see, the Gemara compares the Inyan of Staka to giving to the Beis HaMikdash. As what's Pshat in the Gemara, as there's two Mahalchim in the Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Gershom over there on Daf Tes says, because that's also a Sug Staka. I mean, there's one kind of a Staka that you're giving to Aniyim. And then there's another kind of a Staka that you're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that also has a Shem Staka. Anytime you're giving to a Tzairich of Gavoya, thus is called a Tzedaka. Taisus, on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the last line in Taisus says, Kolshkein Tzedaka. Meduyik in Taisus, that Enochinami, giving to Hashem is not a Tzedaka. But if giving to Hashem has a skula, Kolshkein, Kal V'choymet Tzedaka has that skula also. As both Pshatim in the Gemara before, you would see in the Gemara over here, thus is one nekud in the Gemara. Another nekud in the Gemara is it's mavur in the Gemara that someone who gives staka is zeicha to be misroimim. Heard from my Moshe Rebbe, Reb Moshe Shapiro, that he said the reason why Avraham was called Avraham, Avram, Miloshin Roimimus, is because we know Avram was the Av of the Mid of Chesed. It's like the Gemara says over here, somebody who does chesed, staka, is misroimim, as being that Avram was matbir on the midah of chesed, as that was the secret to the roimimus of Avram, how Avram was zeicha to be misroimim, and to reach the gvaldiga madregis that Avram Avinu reached, to be the av of Klal Yisrael. What does it mean, it's misroimim ha'adam? In what way is it misroimim ha'adam? As you can understand the Gemara in two Eifanim, one way you could understand is up here the Gemara in Saita and Av Yud Dalid Amid Aleph, that the Gemara says that what's the way where Midovik Bashem, Hashem is Kesh Oichla, how could you be Midovik Bashem? As the Gemara says, where you misnag be Midas Hashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a way of Dveikis Bashem, Bira Dovar, when you're noyig with the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as then the person is acting Ke'elokos, he's being Medam himself Tashem. He's not ki'ilu acting like a behemoth. He's lifting himself up. He's acting like Hashem. The chilek eloi kamimal in the person is misgaber, and the chilek agufni sheba adam is chuchlish. The shiflos of adam is when his guf is shoylet. The roimumus of adam is when his chilek eloi ka shoylet ki yadua. Every person is mukar from tuchalokim. The chilek eloka vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim. And the chilek behimiya shema adam, like Rabbi Chanan brings in the Zoya, Nasa adam, took a chilek mikola behema and put it into a person also. Pshat in the Mishnah, loylam a person has to be gibu kari, rotz kitzvi, az kenemer. How could he be like kari, a tzvi, and a nemer? He has all these kaychis inside of him. He has all the koiches of behemias. Avoide is to use on the shama and use it l'shem shamayim. So shalom, a person who doesn't use it l'shem shamayim. Rabbi Chanan's nusach was, a person is a zoo, is a gan chayis. He has a bunch of animals. If he uses it l'shem shamayim, he's misraimim. As all these koiches are used for avoides Hashem. But if not, this is the shiflus agadol. As what helps a person to be misroimim from his gufnius? The guf is always looking selfishness, is always looking for itself. Taiva, kina, gaiva, everything's for itself. And when a person is worried for others and doing chesed for others, as thus is the gresta roimimus, he's caring about someone else, he's being noig b'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a meitiv, a merachim. As then, when a person does that, as it's meroimim the adam, it's magbia the chelik eloi kasha ba'adam, and the chelik aguf niyeshe ba'adam. As thus is the roimimus, and a person, and thus is the simen lezer Yisrael, like the Rambam says, that we bali staka, because thus is the godless of Klal Yisrael, that we have this roimimus, we care, we're concerned about others. Ki yodua that staka that Yidin does is unmatchable by others, by other umas in the olam. This is the roimimus of Klal Yisrael. As Lafi said, the roimimus is in the mahusa adam, the gedera adam, that he's misraimim from the tztaka. That's one pshat. In the marsha says another pshat, which is a little bit more mashma, in the pasuk. The marsha says that what's the roimimus of kisisa? Because ayidei that they were zeichah to the Hashuah Shechina and the Mikdash. As who then, when a person gives staka to an ani, as a person is zeichah to Hashuah Shechina, as you become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's like the Lashon of the Pasuk, that says, Hu meroimim yishkoin, he'll be sheichin in a makum ram, mashma kilu he's sheichin etzel Hashem. As you could learn, it's another pshat, of a be'emes ba'oimik, you could say it's a hemshech to the first pshat. What makes that we should be miskarev to Hashem and Hashem should be shayre hishchina b'toichenu? When we act b'roimamus and our chelik eloi kami malas miskaber, as we become like the others, that the others were merkava l'shchina, it says v'yal mi'al Avram, Hashem was shayre on Avram. Why was Hashem shayre on Avram? Because he was a chelik eloi kamimal. He was a makom where it was nikar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was a merkava, a makom that gave cover to the Shechina. As when we act beroimimus, and when we do staka and we're good to other people, and that's meroimim the adam, as that gufa brings to Hashuah Shechina. As Lefi says, Dachzeye Gishmak, we said over the Shail of Reb Tzadik, that Reb Tzadik is, how could you bring a raya from Beis HaMikdash to staka? But after we learn what the inyan of the roimimus is, Memes, the Shevish of the Pshat is already in the Marsha, is Geboi Zeye Gishmak, the Gemara. The Gemara means that just like over there, Yidei Kisisa was Misraimim Yisrael because that Nisina was Goyim Hashuah Shechina, as who Adin, when a Yid gives Staka, that's also Goyim Hashuah Shechina on the Yid himself. Memele, Yizaycha, to that Roimimus over Kolin Yanei Oilam Hazet. Sayin is midas and hayin, sayin is anhagas, and sayin is shmira me umas ha'amim, mikola umas, yizaycha to that roimimus. As we see over here, the kvaldika pula tztaka does in a person, how it's meroimim the person, megadal the person, gives the person covet. Kvaldika limud in the Gemara. The Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, Amar Rebavo, Shol Leshloima, Izu Ben Olam Haba, Amar Kol Shekineged Tzchin of Kavod. Rashi is Madgish, the Rebbeinu Gershom. It means someone who they mechavad him because of his Chochma. Dahainu. There are many people that get covered in this world, but it doesn't mean they're Ben Olam Haba. They could even wear a frock. They could even be heads of institutions. But if the reason why people are mechaved them is because they're wearing a frack, because they're the head of the institution, as that's not a raya that they're ben olam haba. But there are certain people that are zeichah to covet, not because they're a head of institution, not because of the way they dress, but bishum chachmasai, something, a natural feeling. You machavet a person has a shame toiv, mishum chachmasai, mishum ze, you give him kavod. Such a person is a raya that he's a ben olam haba. As the Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings a famous story, ki yad yosef breder b'yeshua cholish ingid, amalei avu amai chazis, amalei olam hapach reisi, al yeinam lamata, v'tachtoinam lamale. As Rashi, the Rabbeinu Gershom, explained that it means he saw the Ashirim that get a lot of covet in this world, over there they were on the bottom, and the Aniyim that don't get covet in this world, over there they were lamayla. Amalei olam bara ra'isi, ra'isa. As he told him, no, you didn't see a olam hepach, you saw olam bara. Nahinu, this world is a olam hasheker. Even the dargis of Shivas and covet is nichlal in the sheker. The world is called olam, miloshin helem. Das gufa is the nesyonis. If everyone who did mitzvahs would get so much covet, it wouldn't be a nesayin. As a chelik in the nesayin is the people who get covet, and always the people who really deserve the covet. There are many people who don't deserve covet that get covet. As this is a chelik of the Nisayan, the Olam HaSheker that we're in, as what you saw in the next world, this is the Olam HaEmes. There, everyone will stand and get covet, kifi what he really is. And this is Lahamiz Bainin, Amusa Gadol. Yes, on this world you could put on a show, you could fool people, you could still walk around and feel chashiv, even though you're doing averis betzina, and no one knows what you're doing behind closed door. But in the next world, olam barer, everything is going to be barer. You won't be able to hide what you do in the dark, what you do when no one's looking, what you do behind closed doors in the office when no one sees you. You won't be able to hide it anymore. Everything will be an olam barer. And the next world we know is lenetzach nitzachim. That's what you're going to be forever. As chaval, the only person who you really fool is fool when you go behind the closed doors is yourself. Everyone else is going to know the truth. The only one who's not in touch with reality is the person who's doing the averis betzina. He's fooling himself and he thinks, everyone still looks at me like I'm a chashev, a Talmud Chacham, like I'm a tzaddik, like I'm a big bald stalker. It's okay, I'll steal, I'll pull off shtick, I'll do averis behind the doors. No. Yovei hayoyim v'kol yiye borer, yefshel ishtamit klal. Soiv dovar, zelikim yirei, kizek kolo adam, ki yodua, the famous targum at the end of Koheles, lost, everyone's going to see everything that everyone did in his life. You don't want this kilu, so the Chofetz Chaim said, that's why they made movies, that a person should be misayir, that you could see a movie of someone else, as you could see a movie of your life too. Chas v'shalom, you don't want your movie to be rated, chas v'cholila, something more than everyone, general audience. You don't want chas v'shalom there to be things people chalish when they see. As thus is the limud Musa from the Gemara, Olam barer ra'isa. Over there, la'asid lavai hakol yeh barer. You can't hide. The people who in this world, they're not so mechubad, I'm in the next world, la'asid lavai lenetzach nitzachim. How much schar, how much covet you'll get. The people who learned late at night when no one was looking, in the base medrash, at times when other people were away, the people who were kibish de yetzer when they could have looked and they didn't look at things that they weren't supposed to look at. The people who were kibish de peh when they had nisyanis to say things and they didn't say things. And no one knows. No one knows the godless amidus. Lasid lovoi yeborah lakol. No be makavid the kovid haroi and na no haroi. On every hiskabis yetzer that you do, every chizuk that you do, one day akol yizgaleh. Thus is the Olam Barer Re'isa La'asid Lavoi. Rashi, the Rabbeinu Gershom learned the Gemara is going on Ashirim and Aniyim. It's Mazbe the Maral that the marker for this is because the Gemara says in the Hemshech, Tamid HaChomim K'moy Shem Shuvim Kan Shuvim Sham. What other Chshivas are we talking about? Must be Ashirus. And the Maral explains Rashi, B'tuv Tam B'das. He says someone that's an usher many times gets caught up with his gashmias as he gets caught up in the gashmias of the world. As a mele, somebody who is caught up in the gashmiyistika world, his guf is miskaber. As when he comes to the olam ha'emes, he's lamata. Masha'ingin aniyim, they don't have too much gashmiyis. As what do they have? The olam haruchni, limra toira, chesed, mitzvah, tefillah. They're very into it. As a mele, la'asid lavoi, somebody who's magber, the olam haruchni, the olam haneshama, as la'asid lavoi, he'll be lamala. Kimuvan, you could be an usher and still be magbe yeruchnius, and you could be an ani and still be magbe yegashrius. The same, a simon that has a double, which happens many times, but every usher avada could be a ben aliyah la'olam ha'emes, and every ani could chas v'chalila be lehepach. I call tali biyada adam. In which way he's beicha? What's the ikar in his world? It's the point of the maral. The Talmidei Chachomim, Zog the Gemara, what are they? Zog El, the Chashvin, Kekechi, the Chashvin, and Hocha, Chashvinon, Hasa, Vishamati, Shoya, Oimrim, Ashri, Misha, Bolekan, Vitalmudai, Biyodai. Wavur in the Gemara, that there is a Maila of Yediyas HaTorah, knowing your Torah. There's one Maila of Mitzvah Talmud Torah, of learning Torah. Abachelik of the Schar Lasse Lava is Ashri Mishabalakan Vitalmudai Biyadai. And he remembers his Torah. This is the Pasha, the meaning of the Gemara. And this is like the Mitzvah in Kedushin Daf Lamed, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed, the Darshan is the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah from the Pasuk of Vishinantam Levanecha, Shedivre Torah, Machudadim Bepicha. Shinantam is Machudadim, Shem Yishal Adam, Altigamgem Vitaimalai. The Ika Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not only to learn Torah, but to know Torah. As Ashe Misha Balakan Vitalmudai Biyadai, that he remembers his learning. You could say another Pshanim, Vitalmudai Biyadai means he doesn't come with only 4 blad of the Masechta, 10 blad of the Masechta. Vitalmudai, Dainu Kol Talmudai Biyadai. Whatever Dafim he was supposed to learn, whatever Mishnayas he was supposed to learn, he comes with Talmudai Biyadai. The two pshatim, pashut pshatim in the Gemara. Marsha dai is medayik. The lashon biyadai, just said Talmuda b'moichai, b'libai. What's the lashon biyadai? Zog the Marsha, it's being meramez the inyan of ksivas chedushei Torah. Zog the Marsha, because when a person writes his chedushei Torah b'ksav, as then it makes a reshim on the person. It goes into the person differently. It helps the person to be kind of the sugya. You get a behiris in the sugya. You remember the sugya better. As thus is the mile of Talmudai Biyadai. It's a grace of Eitza to be Eizer. Many people, when they hear shiurim from their Rebbe, as they write, as soon as they leave Shir, they stop writing Torah. They go to Daf Yomi, they stop writing Torah. It's a chaval. Avada, the best things to write is chedushay of shiurim. But you could write your own Torah. When you learn Daf Yomi, write your own Ma'al Mekoymes. It's a gewaldige kinyan in the inyanim, even if you're just writing over what you know of, it helps you be kinder, the Torah much better. That's the Gemara. There's a famous vote that the Moshe Feinstein and the Kilos Yaakov both said on this Gemara, Vel Yonim Lamala, that it's going on Anias, as Pashas, it's going on Anias Bekesef. Ramesh and the Stibler both tiny, it's going on Anias Bekishon also. Many times the people who are famous in this world are the big Bali Kishrainis, the Harifim, they could say a Shafa question. They remember Gevaldiga Bekias, they remember from all over, as they're the famous people in the base Medrash. Either Kisa, the people who are Aniyim, they weren't such big harifim, they don't have such great memories, as they're not so famous in the base medrash. Aba kishe yavoi to the olam ha'emes, very many times it's going to be lehepech. The ones who didn't have that brilliant memory, but they still learned it 8 times over, kedei to get it 4 times over. The one had a memory, he just learned it once. Aba being that they had to learn it 4 times or more times to get it, on their level, even though they forgot it the next day. But when they come to Shamayim, they'll be El Yoinim, because they worked harder. The ones that had the Harif Kashas, and it was always Gishmak for them to learn, because they chapped the sugi right away, and they had Harif Ishailas, and everyone was handling with them. It was easy for them to learn. As when they give him to Shemayim, they won't have as much schar as the people who it was hard for them to learn. And afilu achi they learned, and afilu achi they plugged. Lufum sara agra. Zamal del yoinim over here, even in the Beis Medrash. But when it comes to Shemayim, there'll be people, the ones that over here, people didn't look at them like, wow, they're so great. But when they come to Shemayim, they'll be very, very special. As the the Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings a pasuk and darshan's kama pshatim in the pasuk. Amalem Reb Yechonam ben Zakkai l'talmida bni. You see, Reb Yechonam ben Zakkai called his talmidim banim, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. Kol aloy metayu lechaveru kilu yolda. He called him bni. Ma'u shoma kosev. What's shown in the pasuk? Soka tiraimim goy v'chesed l'umim chates. As the Gemara goes ahead and gives six pshatim in the pasuk, different tanoim, different pshatim in the pasuk. Oh. Many of the pshatim are soka tiraimim goy is talking about klal yisrael. V'chesed l'umim chates is talking about the goyim. The Masha explains. Why does the pasuk start off with staka and switch afterwards to chesed? It says staka to roimim goy. It's roimim is to Yisrael. But staka luumim chates. Why does it switch to chesed? Azog demar shah gishmak epshat api the Gemara in Sukkah mem tes. The Gemara in Sukkah mem tes says that chesed is a bigger schus than staka, because staka is b'mamen, chesed is beguf. Staka is laniim, chesed is lashirim. As chesed is bigger. Azokt di marsha, das is pshat in the pasuk. Staka, which is the lower mitzvah, about filu staka to raimim goy. When a yid does staka, he has raimim. It's kolshkein when he does chesed. About filu staka to raimim yisrael. The chesed, afilu chesed, which is bigger than staka, to luumim chates. But for a goy, it's a chet. It's not a raimim uz bechlau. That's why the pasuk switches. In middle, as the Gemara brings down, kama reasons why when a guy gives staka, it's a chates, it's a chet. And one of the reasons the Gemara brings down because a guy is also staka lisyar and it's nechshav a chet. As from this Gemara, the Ramon Yeridei Simin Reish Mem Tes Sifyud Aleph is maybe a smag, which is mechiach a big sugya a chiddush from our Gemara. Zog the smag, misha noisen staka lispire. If somebody gives staka to be misgah, he wants to tell his friends, you know how much money I gave, you know how much chesed I do. As loy noitel schar, he doesn't get schar, v'oid he's nenash. It's a rizig echidish. Not only he doesn't get schar for mitzvah staka, but also he gets an oinish. Yesh lon on the raya from the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about a goy. As over there it says it's a chet. But maybe when a yid does it, it's different. You see in the Gemara is going to say by Menashe Yichye Bni, there's a chilik between a goy and a yid. As Efshel L'shem Gaiva also, there's a chilik between a goy and a yid. V'oid, the Aves Chesed, the Sefer the Chofetz Chaim wrote, in Chilik Beis Perikhev Gimel, a shoyel, shegam shenena shala Gaiva. Avadi deserves an oinish for the guy, for Abalama Nevitzchar Stoka. The Maisa, he did Stoka. He wasn't Nischarit. But you see from the Smaga Gavaldi Yechidish that the mitzvah of Stoka, the Shavish of the mitzvah of Stoka is to do for someone else, to care for someone else, to give for someone else. The Maharal says it, that it's Meduyik that way in the Pasik. That the mitzvah is to give with a taiva slave. If the reason why you're giving is for yourself, as thus is kilu a stira to the mitzvah of staka, you're not giving to another person, you're giving cover to yourself. The hechatims, if you're getting cover to yourself, is giving to someone else. But the real reason why you're giving is you're giving to yourself, you're not giving to the other person. As thus is kilu a stira to the mitzvah of staka. As over here, the l'shem covered is a stira to the etzem mitzvah of staka. As a meila, he's loynak del schar, he's kilo mebe the mitzvah of staka. This is the chiddush of the smag al pi the gemara. You have a Gemara, V'doimelekan, in the Gemara in Ksubis, Taf Samar Vav, the Gemara brings with Nakdiman, that Bizman HaGolus, they saw his daughter, that she was Malakit Soirim, from the Behemoth, from the Chamoirim. They said, you see, when the mile of Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael is in its height, her father was an usher, Shein Kudug Masai, unbelievable usher. When they do chatayim, as they go, that the kilu, the way they're eating is from the tzaya of a behema. As the Gemara asks, why was he nenash? The Gemara says, because he didn't give staka. As fact, the Gemara Nakdimin didn't give staka, it says he gave staka. One of the pshatim in the Gemara is because he gave it l'shem gaiva. You see, a davar adoima, when a person gives staka l'shem gaiva, it's a reason for him to lose the money. Kachis mavur in the Gemara in Ksubis. Yeah. Now, you just want to make hadgasha, kimuvan, it's talking about a person where he be'ika gives it mishum gaiva. I mean, if a person be'ika gives it mishum staka, he wants to do it staka, but he can't help himself from enjoying the covet that he gets, Avad al zelo nemer asmag. The smag is talking about he's nice and stuck on the spire. The ikasir that he's giving it the spire. But somebody who's a boss of a dom, he gives it avad al shem shamayim. Grada, he also enjoys the covet. Achor al zelo nemer asmag. As thus is the Gemara. The drisha. And the, in Yeridei, Simin Reishnun Dalet, and the in Yaakov, is a shailon on this Gemara. And this Gemara is mavur, that when a guy does staka, it's a chet. He doesn't get schar. Aye, in the next sugya, we see not that way. The sugya by Maisa, the Ifra Hormuz, that we learn over there, there's an isra for Yisrael to take to agabe staka, to take staka from a guy. Why? Because biyavish ksira tishberena. The galus, the richus agalus is because of the schusim of the goyim. The more schusim the goyim have, the more their richus agalus, the less schusim the goyim have, the quicker the gula will happen. As somebody who gives a goy schusim by helping them to give staka, as a gabbai who takes staka from goyim to give it to Neim Yisrael, is over the iser of being ma'arich the galus. He's causing the goyim schusim. As Freg the Drisha, Freg the In Yankiv, that it's Mavur in this Gemara, when a guy gives stock, it's a chet. Azay Bezay, why is it called? You're adding schusim to the goyim. Hare, it's Mavur in the Gemara, that it's a chet. As the Drisha wants to say, that Enochinami, the Gemara says it's a chet. But it's a mitzvah gam kein. Means klapi a yidin, it's called a chet. Abavadi, he gets a schus also, the maisa he gave stock. But that's only a terror. It's not like the smag. I mean, we saw on the smag that the smag learns the Gemara. Chet means it's not a mitzvah b'chlal. He's no neitel schar. As how could you answer the Gemara later on? As the Ksav Sefer in Yeridei and Simin Kuf Yudal and answers the Shailon that the Gemara doesn't mean every time the Goyim gives is a chet. There's some Goyim that attack mechav in l'shem shamayim. There's a musig of chaside yumay sa'olam. As you don't know, it's being that you don't know if he's a chassid umasailam, you're not allowed to take it. That which the Gemara says it's a chet means bederech klal, when they give it, it's shaloi l'shem shamayim. Ob it's usher for you to take it, because maybe he is l'shem shamayim, maybe he's mechassid umasailam. Memela, therefore, it's usher for you to take it. The Gemara, yes. That if a guy is mischavin lizgadol ba, as why is he doing something wrong? Why is it called a chet? Udiyavet hachi lav staka gmurahu v'atan yom esel azelat staka b'shvil sheyichin di nisha eska la'olam haba harezet staka gam sadi gamor. As fake the Gemara, there's nothing wrong with giving staka, with having another intention. Mashal, many people give staka l'refuah shalema. This is amanah sheyichye b'ni. B'ni themselves, a friend that they know, Oliska Yisloi Lamaba, Shtei in the Gemara, he's a tzaddik gomor. As what's the problem? Azog the Gemara, loy kasha, kan be Yisrael, kan be oivid pechofim. As what's the difference between a yid and a goy? As there's a shini between Rashi and us and Rashi and Psochim. Rashi and us says A yid daita in l'shamayim bein yichye bein lo yichye ena maharach amidas adin. A yid, if he gives it amanashi yichye benoi and his son is nifter, he'll still say, okay, I gave staka, I'm happy I gave staka, I did a mitzvah. Masha'enkin a goy is only gives amanas that his son should be yichde. But if his son will be nifter, he's mischarit that he gave staka. This is Rashi over here. And Rashi in Psachim on Chesamid Beis, Rashi says differently. Rashi says that a yid, when he gives it, as it's nechshav l'shma, she'oise gam l'shem shamayim, v'gam k'dei she'yichye b'noi. When a yid gives it, avad he's mechaven also l'shem shamayim. But he's mechaven also, she'yichye b'noi, she'yiske lo'ilam haba. Masha'en kem by a goy, his ikar kavone is l'hanosoi. As Mavur and Rashi, that to be l'shma l'shem shamayim, you don't have to be rain l'shem shamayim. Avada the maila el yoin is to be rain l'shem shamayim. Or if someone is l'shem shamayim and also has other kavanas, that's also called l'shma. As that's the difference. A yid has two kavanas. Mashenk and a goy only has one kavana. In Be'emes, there's a little bit of a diuk in Rashi. That the word is a yid, his ikur kavon is l'shamayim. He's also mechaven sheyich yebnoi. That's called l'shem shamayim. Tesis and Psachim and Chesam Ibeis, yes, the famous Shiloh that the Mishnah in Ovis says that al tei kavodim misham shenes arav amanas l'kabel pras. You shouldn't do mitzvahs amanashe yiske lo'olam haba. As frekt Tesis, as it's a stira to Agamara. Agamara says you're allowed to give stock al menashe yiske lo elam haba. As Taisis is miyashiv al derech Rashi, that it's totally what his kavane is. He's that if his kavane is even if he won't be zoicha lo elam haba, filu hachi wants to give the stocka, as then it's good. It's more the Hedian Taisis in Rosh Hashanah daf dalit is more borrowed than the Taisis in Psachim and daf ches. The Ran in Psachim on Daf Ches, the Maral in the Mishnah in Ovis, Perikalev, Mishnah Dalet, the Tosis Yontif over there, say different teretz. They say, the Gemara over here is saying, somebody who does a mitzvah manas, sheyizke lo'olam haba, he's a tzaddik. A tzaddik he is. That which the Mishnah in Ovis is talking about, it's talking about midas chsidus, the highest level. Al tei kavodim ha-misham shenes aram onas l'kabel pras. If you want the highest level of avodas Hashem, is the highest level of Avodas Hashem is not even a filu l'shem olam haba, it's l'shem avas Hashem. As both are true. Somebody who gives staka to be zeicha to olam haba, he's a tzaddik. Aba chosid, the highest level is not even amanas l'kabel pras. The Beis Halevi in the Drushes says another vote. He says that you only find this idiom of staka by staka. You do staka amanashi yiske l'olam haba. As you could tie that stock is cholik by other mitzvahs. By tztaka, the ikur mitzvah is that the ani should get. As even if the person is not mechaven l'shem shamayim, but being that the ani got the tztaka, you did the oif too. He brings a raya from the chazal by shikha, that if someone forgets a sod or something in his field, as it goes to the aniyim, as it's a schus of tztaka for the person, as even if somebody loses a coin, when he's walking in the street and an ani picks it up, he gets a mitzvah stuck. He has no kavana l'shem mitzvah, he just forgot it. As emindach, the ikar stuck is that the ani should get. As kivan shekein, it doesn't make a difference if he's l'shem shamayim or not. But by other mitzvahs, the ikar is the avodas Hashem, the maisa mitzvah to do it l'shem shamayim. But this yisoid, the Maral wants to answer a shayla of Taisis before and of Chesamid Beis. Taisis says that the Gemara says, Yekoifa mitzvah staka, frektosis, it's a mitzvah shem esse, shematan schorah, but see that you're not koifa. Abizog the Maral, being that the ikav staka is that the aniyim should get it, as we don't care if it's a mitzvah esse, shematan schorah, but see that. For the aniyim need to get it. When do we say mitzvah esse, shematan schorah, but see that you're potter, mitzvah mitzad the gavra? As if it's matan schorah, but see that there's no inyan to be koifa the gavra. But over here we're being koifa the gabra kidei that the aniyim should get stuck up. Mr. Maral was mechavim b'ruach kodshoi to a rich thing ksubis daf mem test that says that in svara he boys it up pi drasha ayin sham. Well, you say this echad bein linyan kfiya main inyan shaloi lishma. Mitzvah stuck is different, because stuck is the inyan is that the other person should get the staka. We going there with the little time left. The Gemara of Ifra Hurmis, that she wanted to give staka. She gave it, and Bishum Shal Malchus, he gave it, but he gave it Laniye Oivde Kochavim. As why did he give it Laniye Oivde Kochavim? Bishum Shlaim Malchus. As the Kovit Shurim brings the Raya from here, he asks a question: why do you have to give it Bishum Shlaim Malchus? L'chayra, once you're giving it Laniye Oivde Kochavim, you don't get a mitzvah. Muchach in the Gemara, if it wouldn't be for Shlaim Malchus, you wouldn't be able to give it. There's no schus for a guy. When a guy gives another guy stock, it's not a mitzvah. That's why you have to come on to the heter of Shlaim Malchus. Zakra B'chanan, Muchach from the Gemara, that a guy that gives stock to another guy is Mekayim a mitzvah, you would have a schus. Therefore, the only reason why you could do it is Mishum Shlaim Malchus. He brings a Ran in Sanhedrin and Daf Nun Zayin that says the Etzem Yisoid. He brings a Rai Avram. It says Avram God had the schus of staka. Hazemendach ben Noyach has a mitzvah of staka. Kimuvan, the Rai, the Ran, the Choyer's Tali, what the din of the Avis is. Do they have a din of a ben Noyach? Do they have a din of a Yisrael? Another Rai, it says, Stoim was Nenash, but Mashan Aloy Nosnu staka. Mashme for Goy gives staka to another ben Noyach as he gets a mitzvah. Efshalidchois, it's an achzorius not to give staka. That was the einish, but doesn't mean he gets a mitzvah when he gives staka. But that's what Bochanan wants to buy, like the Ran in Sanhedrin from this Gemara, that when a guy gives staka to another guy, he gets a mitzvah. It's a schus for a guy, and only mishum shleim malchus will matter. If you look at the Rabbeinu Gershim, the lashon of the Rabbeinu Gershom, Divrei HaMaaser of Ami, the Ikbid lo simu kamei de chilke laniyei b'dichavim de ein lehem schus bekach. Meduyik in the Rabbeinu Gershom that when a goy gives staka, he doesn't get a mitzvah. Tzayin mitzvahs bnei noyach. Where does it say the mitzvah staka? The Ran Kanira holds like the Rasag, the famous Rasag in the Hakdama LeBrachos, that anything which is a mitzvah miseichel, as the ben noyach is mechuyevin also, stuck is a mitzvah miseichel. Rabbeinu Gershom is chaylik. No, rak matzino zayin mitzvahs bnei noyach. It could also be mechalik. The Gemara says it's only by lavim. This is an essay l'chayra. It's an essay is different. But what do you do with the raya from the Gemara? According to Rabbeinu Gershom, if there's no schus, is what do you have to come on to Shloim Malchus? As the Yad Ramah over here wants to be mantche, that even if there's no mitzvah a guy of staka, but because a guy, they took this money and gave it to Aniyah Avdei Chachavim, as it helped the Yidden, these were Aniyah Avdei Chachavim, that the Yidden would have given the money for, as he enabled the Yidden to give their staka money to someone else. As Kivan Shekain, they got a ksas kus of helping the Yidden. As Efshe, even that little schus, you don't want them to get. As that's why you need Shloim Malchus to be matter.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.